Comedy Boulevard in Laval. Definitely.
CIQC. The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Travel World. AM 600.
Let's do it.
For the Hands of Chad. Hands of Chad are not here today because he's busy changing tires. Welcome to Travel World.
We've got Pete
Bonin behind the console, our new control op. We welcome you to the family, Pete.
Thank you.
All right. So we're going to have to invent a whole mystique
around Pete. A whole mystique. develop a whole personality, an on-air personality. You never meet the people that you hear on the radio, so they could be somebody walking down the street and you just don't know that they're the person behind the voice.
Peter looks a little stiff today, so we're going to have to get him to loosen up.
Oh, yes.
We have to make these jokes.
Yeah, the joke just have to come out. Last week, we talked about Prestige Palm Beach Car Rental. One of my corporate clients took a car from them and was very pleased with the service.
Why wouldn't he be pleased?
He called me up and said, thank you very much for recommending this company. And that's very seldom that you get that type of praise. So that shows the type of service you get from Prestige Palm Beach Auto Rental. Number again, 888-313-7672. And you can drive around.
Prestige Palm Beach, Pete. We went down to West Palm Beach a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
This guy, he specializes just in luxury cars, like really fancy schmancy things.
Nice.
He promised us a BMW 323i when we went down there, and he meets us at the hotel with a smile, and he says, "Sorry guys, I just couldn't get you the Beamer." And we're going, it's a four-seater. Well, we're going to give you two-seaters. So he gave us a choice between a Porsche, a Mercedes, or a Plymouth Prowler. So
Rough choice.
We took the Prowler.
And the other person in our party took the Mercedes convertible. It talked something about a silver Mercedes and a petite blonde anchor woman. Yep.
Prestige of Palm Beach.
Yep, Prestige of Palm Beach, 888-313-7672. Sometimes you're going down to Florida and you're with the family, and sometimes those two-seaters, you know, you want to impress the boss, you want to impress the person you're traveling with, they just won't do for that occasion. You're traveling with the family.
Well, we told Cynthia to put Danny up on the roof rack.
Right. Would have been a good, going down I-95.
Put him on roller skates and...
attach a tow bar behind, yes, that could be done as well. But
or just ask him to get fit and say, "Hey, Danny, how fast can you run?"
Yeah,
tie his wrist to the back bumper and just 60, 60.
60, is that kilometers or miles? but sometimes you have to get a minivan, and we always recommend Holiday House. And Holiday House is a largest Canadian wholesaler specializing in sun destinations. We used them when we were in Hawaii, and they represent 133 hotels throughout the state of Florida, as well as car rental companies such as Avis and Alamo, and also they're starting with Inter-American Car Rental in South Florida. You can get a minivan for approximately $339 U.S. a week. And the good thing about Holiday House is you're prepaying in Canadian dollars. You get a tour voucher, so you know your room is going to be there. You know your van or your car rental is going to be there, particularly in busy travel periods, because the car rental companies, just like the airlines, they overbook.
Right.
So, some people rent with two or three companies, and whichever line is shortest when they get to the counter. But if you've prepaid, they know you're a serious customer.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be an oversale when you've got your voucher, and you're showing this voucher that you've prepaid, and you've guaranteed your rate in Canadian dollars. And you can also arrange for your park passes to attractions in the Orlando area. You can go into one city and out of the other. I mean, I was talking about charters. No, I hate the charters.
I mean,
sometimes they're the last resort because the other carriers are sold out and you have to go on a charter. I know Neil Drabkin is heading down tonight down on a charter, and he's not a big fan of the charters either, but it was the only thing available.
Really?
But if you go on a regular carrier, you can go into one city, out of the other, like in Jacksonville, out of West Palm Beach or what have you. All the cities in Florida are common rated with Northwest, Delta, US Air, whoever. And with the car rental companies, you can pick up in one city, return from the other. This is where a company like Holiday House is a good idea, because you can
arrange
your hotels.
How do you hold these people?
Give me a call during the week, 626-3132 at Zagary Travel. And Holiday House is a preferred supplier for individual travel arrangements to the United States, to the Sun destinations. We recommend them. They are Canada's largest independent travel tour operator. And
they did certainly a very good job in setting up Hawaii for us.
Oh yeah, with the car rental there, with a dollar rent a car, and this time with the van rental for Cynthia and her family. So we can recommend them with heading to Florida or Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Ask for Holiday House.
And soon we're heading to the Cortina Inn down in Vermont.
Yeah, Cortina Inn and Rutland Killington, the amiable Ted Bridges. And the Cortina Inn has that feel of a smaller inn, but it's a larger property. Great breakfast buffet. We'll be celebrating our 100th episode anniversary. First of May. It'll be 100 episodes of Travel World.
100. Can you imagine that? She was
2 years. 2 years of doing the show. And another property that we had visited last year was Le Baluchon. We see this press release that Patrick Jerome, their executive chef, has been named as a finalist in the provincial competition for Executive Chef of the Year.
Ooh,
which,
not bad.
You know, for a property in Little Saint-Paulin, Quebec, in the Mauricie region, that's quite an honor.
I'll have to go visit them, Steve.
Yeah, and try out that buffet. Great food. I mean, we were up there in September of last year, and for dinner, and very high quality food, very elegant presentation. Mm-hmm. You would not expect it in a destination like that, but it's a great opportunity to get away.
It seems to be way out in the middle of nowhere, but when you get there, it's a spread out property. It's a lot of rolling hills, countryside, and actually, as the spring is approaching and the snow is melting, yeehaw! It's a really nice place to go, so you got to get out there and check it out.
There's no televisions in the room. You have radios. Great reception of AM 600
That's
up there.
Right.
Yes,
you can hear Travel World.
You can hear Travel World. You don't have to go too far. You know, you're nearby at home, and you can listen in your room early on a Saturday morning. But there's a spa facility up there, and you can do horseback riding and cycling, and it's just a nice, relaxed atmosphere.
And if you go there during the weekday, you can go there hearing Jim Duff calling politicians stupid.
Yeah, of course, we were up there with a couple of politicians, one of Jim Duff's good friends, Bernard Landry.
Speaking of which, yeah, his best stupid friend. Oh, my goodness.
But, that just shows you that there's great places to visit not too far away from home.
Cortina, we wondered why Jean Chrétien was up there. He probably wanted to punch out a separatist.
Well, good thing when you did back up outside the Baluchon, and you almost knocked over Hélène Chrétien and broke her ankle. would have made the CTV national news.
That's true.
It?
Yeah. Why did she break her ankle? Yeah, because Willem Backus.
Oh yes, but there are a lot of great places to get to around the province of Quebec. Great reasons to fly Air Montreal, because you can call today, fly tomorrow, without having to call 14 days in advance. Stay a Saturday night. Air Montreal is consistently 50% less than other carriers on their routes to places like Bagotville, Quebec City, Rouyn-Noranda, Dore, Mont-Joli, Île-de-la-Madeleine. Air Montreal leaves from their own terminal building on Ryan Avenue in Dorval, where parking is free, no airport improvement fee to pay. Give them a call at 631-2111 or reserve on the internet, www.airmontreal.com.
Pete, roll it.
Travel World will continue. Another holiday. Haunting your debt.
CIQC Montreal.
Brou et Martineau is making a spectacular entrance this spring with its new 16-page flyer. Take a look inside. You'll be dazzled by their new spring collection. For instance, you'll find 50% off the Posture Plus 3 mattresses by Serta. Also, you get $200 off the L'Essentiel model by Serta, $300 off the Venice, and $400 off the Sierra. Also, take advantage of our purchase plan that lets you buy now and pay only in April 2000. At Brou et Martineau, where quality always meets low prices.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Lanjo Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Lanjos with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Lanjo's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Lanjo's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
Tassel Patsikakis for M.H. Grover & Sons, 4741 Wellington Corner, 3rd Avenue in Verdun, over 74 years, taking care of the big and tall. If you cannot buy off the rack, you come to M.H. Grover to look great, to get the brand names like Converse Sportswear, Chaps, Izod, you know suits, you know Jack Victor, and you know quality on the spot when you shop at M.H. Grover & Son, 4741 Wellington Corner, 3rd Avenue in Verdun, open Sunday from 12 to 5.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Expo's record for most home runs in a season.
Vladimir Guerrero.
National League All-Star closer.
Uget Urbina.
Most doubles by an Expo's rookie in franchise history.
Brad Fulmer.
The ace of the Expo staff with 15 wins last season.
Dustin Hermanson.
15 homers and Iron Man catcher.
Chris Widger.
Expo's all-time winningest manager.
Felipe Alou.
Don't miss the Expo's home opener, Thursday, April 8th against the New York Mets. Call admission at 790-1245 for tickets.
Team Spinelli is committed to serving you. Every member is very open. In fact, they're all open Easter Monday from 9 to 9. More than 700 new and used cars are sitting there ready to go. Special lease and financing rates available, no cash down available, and the best price guaranteed when you buy. At any Spinelli team member, Spinelli Lexus Toyota in Lachine, Spinelli Honda in LaSalle, Spinelli Fairview Toyota, and Spinelli Nissan in Pointe Claire. Spinelli. Remember, all Spinelli team members are open Easter Monday 9 to 9.
This is Sharon Delaney at WKMG Channel 6 in Orlando, Florida. Keep listening for my exclusive Florida reports on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on CIQC.
Talk Radio 600 CIQC.
In the faith. Back with Will and Back as Stephen Pickford and Pete behind the console. So Pete's doing the show for the first time, no problem. We're going to have to give you another CD so you can
maybe juggle them, yeah.
Clip number 92 to clip number 7 a little bit more easily.
Just like going for the gates at Atlanta Hub, right?
Yes. Well, that's true. We went to Detroit Airport when we went down to West Palm Beach, and they're telling us about this whole new airport thing they were going to make.
Yeah, the
and,
center
and
field
bigger.
Terminal.
Well, it was bigger. Yeah, center field terminal. Yeah, they should call it Andre Dawson Terminal. Yeah. Anyway, they have like, I don't know, what, 160 gates in this
160
thing?
Gates. They can expand it like to 200 plus. You'll arrive at gate one and leave at 200.
Yeah, 200.
And the two-mile walkways.
Yeah, two-mile walkways.
And because, you know, some of those moving sidewalks will not be in service, and yes. They will say minimum 25-minute connection. But
that's what it is when you travel. Eh? It's hurry up to wait.
Hurry up to wait, the story of our life. Story of our life.
So we have a book here by...
Yeah, the 100 Best Small Art Towns in America, which was written by John Villani, who is a travel writer and art critic in the New Mexico area. And he sort of rated 100 different places across America, including some places in Canada as well.
Trying to get him on the line, but he's busy talking.
Oh, yes, he's checking out some of... Maybe he has an original Johnson to...
yeah, an original... no, maybe he's...
an original Johnson painting.
Well, what's his original Johnson
story? Well, yes,
story?
Years ago, my aunt commissioned a work by one of our former co-workers, a fellow named Neville Johnson, worked here in Montreal at CIL. And he was a very, very good painter. And he did a winter scene of a barn, and he gave it to us for Christmas. And one of our neighbors, a fellow named Mike, came
Mike
in from
fingers.
Across the street. And my father looked at him and said, you know, Mike, that is an original Johnson. And Mike looks with eyes bulge out of his head, says, oh boy, A.Y. Johnson. No, 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 Mike, A.Y. Jackson, Group of Seven. And we would not be having it in our house, or, you know, a very important painting like that in our house. But
well, he bought it, eh?
He bought it, oh yes. Just
didn't
like,
buy the painting, just bought
no,
the
he
story.
Just bought it. We should have sold it to him, said, you know, have it appraised, you know, go to Klinkoff Gallery, ask them how much an original Jackson would be. The guy tells him $500,000. Hey, Mike, give it to you for 10 cents on the dollar, 50,000. Hey.
We had a lot of fun down in Florida with our Prowler. Some people said, oh my God, your car for sale? I said, sure. So how much is it? $70,000. So you give me 60 now, I'll sell it to you. Of course, it retails for 40.
People had no idea. No
Show
idea what
Tom's
the price.
Place. Hand him his $40,000 here. Buy another one.
Yeah, we'll buy another one. Yeah, just earn some extra income. Better than drawing the magic circles, right?
Yeah, the
driving around, driving around in Palm Beach with that Prowler. You just wanted to drive up by the front
Prowler,
of the breakers.
Mopar Power makes us think of Chad, of course. Speaking of whom, the hands of Chad. Pete doesn't know the story of Chad the masseur, but he'll end up getting into it. But Chad, of course, this year, Montreal Mayor, it's now available. You can start voting on the website.
Oh, yes. It's started as of this past Thursday, and the ballots are also in this current week's edition of the Mirror, www.montrealmirror.com.
And vote
click
for
on
your
the
favorite
Best of Montreal.
Radio program, of course, Travel World, we hope. And then you can also vote for Best Masseur
Best
in Montreal.
Best Masseur in Montreal.
Chad Kennemy.
Chad Kennemy. Yes. And you can also enter your other favorites, stores.
Latin
and
group, Sylvia and the,
and
magic,
the magic
circles.
Circles yes. Yeah. And Rabbi T and the Three Hairs for Best Hip Hop Group. Yeah. So you can fill in all the blanks and hopefully
you'll
have a repeat.
You don't have to fill in the whole
ballot. No, you don't have to.
Because 900 categories.
There's 900 categories, and there's areas, of course,
well,
you may not be.
This guy's got enough of imagination, Pete. And he filled them all
out. I can fill them all out. And even if I don't have an answer, well, hey, you can fill it in and make an original
always
answer.
Always have something flip to say.
Always something to say. Always something to say. Never at a loss for words. But no,
tell
a lot
us
of
about
our
these art towns.
Art towns. Well, one of them is a very famous place. Very famous place because it's always a great day in Radioland when you can say Walla Walla,
Walla
Washington,
Washington
on the radio. And it was ranked number 95 out of 100. And I think that's one of those places that's going to have a link from their convention bureau to their convention bureau from the new www.hudsonfoga.com website. There will be a link to the Walla Walla,
Walla
Washington.
Washington.
There is a Chamber of Commerce there, box 644 in Walla Walla.
I wonder if Hudson would go on a fam trip if we set up a trip to Walla Walla, Washington.
Oh, it sounds like a very nice place. There's three colleges, 29,000 residents, but there'll be a lot of traffic from Quebec. Look what they have here. It says a critical mass of body piercing shops and tattoo parlors. Boy, they'll be starting charters. Does Air Transat know about this? They could be running charters from Mirabel to Walla Walla. They'll be lined up. There's some great things here that I know some of the elements of the population. Actually, Walla Walla is a agricultural town in eastern Washington,
yes.
And it means many waters in local dialect.
I see.
And there's nine local vineyards to tour, and there's skiing in the area and a valley climate. So it sounds like a nice little place to visit.
Yes, of course we know Walla Walla, Washington is one of Hudson Foga's favorite words. He included a newscast when he's reading the news. He goes, it's all, anytime you get a chance to say Walla Walla, Washington on the air, you do it.
not too often. It's not too often in the news because it's a very safe town to visit. And there's coffee bars and bookstores.
Look
at
Des Moines. See if Des Moines is
an
art town.
Des Moines is not listed as an art town, but there are some places in Iowa. Cedar Falls and Iowa City.
Cedar Falls, Miami
and
City.
Of course, Pennsylvania, Easton, Pennsylvania, Dave Van Horn's
hometown, my favorite radio broadcaster.
And it lists as the only place in Pennsylvania. It's also at the Crayola Crayon Factory there.
I got to bring Amy down there.
We almost had time to visit it, but it was so little time and so many things to do when you visit Pennsylvania. We were nearby
in the Pocono Mountains. Well, we had better things to do in the Poconos.
Pocono Mountains and, you know, playing golf and going canoeing and sitting in the hot tub.
On the crystal clear water of the Poconos. This guy, of course, he won't get on a sailplane. You cannot get him on the water or anything like that. Anyway, from the Kittatinny Canoe Company, they said, because they specialize in, you know, the Delaware Water Gap near the Poconos, it's basically like a gorge with a nice river. And there's a place where you can go whitewater rafting and the place you can go canoeing on, you know, reasonably calm waters. And of course, the lady who sets this whole thing up for us, she assures Steve, and double underscores it, says, you know, it's very clear.
Oh, I made sure to ask before.
Water. And so she sends us this with the brochure for the Kittatinny Canoe Company, and the first page, Whitewater.
Whitewater, picture of Bushkill Falls on the front, you know, the Niagara, Pennsylvania, oh boy, you know. Take the falls in a barrel. And that was one of the other options you could probably do, you know.
Because Thursday's your night in the barrel.
But a lot of places here that are art towns are right in New England, because you don't have to go too far.
I love New England.
New England, Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont have a number of towns which
are... What about Lowell? Is Lowell listed?
Under Massachusetts, you have Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, Northampton, and Providence. Actually, Northampton, Massachusetts was ranked number one of all the art towns in America.
Kidding.
Northampton, Massachusetts. And
does Manny Witt know about this?
Well, I'm sure he does. And well, let's see. 30,000 population, and it's in the Connecticut River Pioneer Valley, Northampton. And ranked number one. Visual Arts, Smith College Museum of Art has a 24,000 piece permanent collection, an exhibition schedule. You have a rail trail where you can go for cycling and jogging, and that's 8.5 miles throughout downtown Northampton, and some nice little bed and breakfasts and brew pubs. Oh yes, and coffee shops, bookstores, all of these communities that are written up in John Vellani's 100 Best Small Art Towns in America are heavy on books. So if you like to just stroll through little unique shops and handicrafts and bookstores.
Yeah, well, we like to do that.
That's what New England is for. Well, only a couple hours down the road.
I like going to all sorts of places through New England, because every little town has got this unique character. You can go check it out, and we like doing that. Like every year when we do our trip to Hampton Beach, and that's coming up.
That's
this summer.
Coming up. Oh, yes. We have to go down there again in July.
It'll be fun seeing Amy on the beach there.
1-800-GET-A-TAN. To start getting your information early, because it's not too early to start planning for the fun of the beach in Hampton Beach. The season starts around June 24th weekend, runs through Labor Day weekend. 1-800-GET-A-TAN for the Hampton Beach Area Chamber of Commerce. And give your regards to Bob Houle, their Director of Marketing.
Of course. It's a beautiful beach, great for the family. They also have, in the end of August, their Canadian Appreciation Week, where there are some places which will accept Canadian money at par.
Yeah, and there's discounts at stores and restaurants, and free passes on the trolley bus that takes you around all downtown, so you can just park your car and walk everywhere, or take the trolley shuttle bus from end to end.
Or what we like to do, we shoot down to, it's only, what, 10 miles to Salisbury Beach?
Yep, just over the Massachusetts border. You have the batting cages, and you have the driving range, and you cannot go to that area without going to Hodges
Ice Cream.
In Amesbury, yes.
Oh, talk about a place. This is the best ice cream I've ever tasted. It makes Ben & Jerry's, this is not to take away from Ben & Jerry's, but it makes Ben & Jerry's ice cream taste like, you know, the old Steinberg's Ice Castle.
Oh, okay? Boy. Yeah, which was mostly ice crystals, because it was in the freezer for too long at the bottom, you know. And they had them in those cardboard boxes, and
yes.
The ends were all dribbling out because they're all sticking together.
You went to the same store
oh,
I did.
Oh, yes. All of my memories of Steinberg's, yes. You know, that should be a new brand, Loblaws, and according, you know, memories of this, memories of that, well, memories of Steinberg's freezers, yes.
Now that you've whet our appetite, we can talk about Pizza Donini.
Pizza Donini, real great pizza, and a whole lot more. Piping hot oven, fresh at your door in 30 minutes or less. It's 11:30 in Montreal. Call Pizza Donini at 383-6000. Now it'll be piping hot at your door by 12 noon. Real great pizza, a whole lot more. It's Montreal-style pizza from a Montreal company. 31 locations in Greater Montreal, but just that one number to remember. 383-6000, Pizza Donini.
We're going to have to order pizza on the air with Pete around here. You think you'd like a Pizza Donini pizza on the air?
I would love some pizza.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, well, next week we'll set it up. Pizza on the air. Big party in the studio.
You bet. Roll the break.
AM 600. Travel World will continue.
CIQC Montreal.
The all-new Akwesasne Mohawk Casino.
Over 50,000 square feet of non-stop excitement.
Craps.
Blackjack.
Roulette.
And more. Open 24 hours daily with live entertainment and cocktail lounge.
Catch a dream at the Akwesasne Mohawk Casino, Route 37, Hogansburg, New York.
Just minutes from Cornwall, call toll-free 1-877-99-CASINO.
Dual currency gaming tables, play Canadian, win Canadian. Casino opens Sunday, April 11th. With dual currency gaming tables, grand opening Sunday, April 11th.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, mesotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181. Open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today. 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
Greet spring with a brand new look from Sears and Clinique. Starting March 25th, with any Clinique purchase of $21 or more at Sears, you'll receive a 7-piece bonus set full of cosmetic and skincare essentials. These must-haves include Clinique's dramatically different moisturizing lotion, 2 lipsticks, eyeshadow, eye makeup remover, and All About Eyes in a cosmetics bag. One bonus per customer while quantities last.
Every woman is looking for a fragrance that is her own unique scent.
Cool, beautiful.
Beau et Martineau is making a spectacular entrance this spring with its new 16-page flyer. Take a look inside. You'll be dazzled by their new spring collection. For instance, you'll find 50% off the Posture Plus 3 mattresses by Serta. Also, you get $200 off the L'Essentiel model by Serta, $300 off the Venice, and $400 off the Sierra. Also, take advantage of our purchase plan that lets you buy now and pay only in April 2000. At Beau et Martineau, where quality always meets low prices.
Every woman is looking for a fragrance that is her own unique scent.
Cool, beautiful.
I know. I am designer Geoffrey Beans, and I have a new fragrance so overwhelming it practically announces itself.
Couple de fromage.
Yes, couple de fromage. The silent but deadly scent that turns a crowded room into a quiet place for you. And you alone.
Couple de fromage.
It surrounds you with your own smell, as pungent as opium, as lethal as poison. Couple de fromage. The aroma that says, anybody got a match?
Couple de fromage.
Just look for the bottle shaped like a finger and give it a pull. Yes, she who smelled it, dealt it.
Couple de fromage.
In English.
Cut the cheese.
For her, couple de fromage. And for the outdoor man, windbreaker.
Ah.
Wear it and be alone.
Team Spinelli is committed to serving you. Every member is very open. In fact, they're all open Easter Monday from 9 to 9. More than 700 new and used cars are sitting there ready to go. Special lease and financing rates available, no cash down available, and the best price guaranteed when you buy. At any Spinelli team member, Spinelli Lexus Toyota in Lachine, Spinelli Honda in LaSalle, Spinelli Fairview Toyota, and Spinelli Nissan in Pointe Claire.
Spinelli.
Remember, all Spinelli team members are open Easter Monday 9 to 9.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm Jim Connell. If there's something you'd like to say about the programming on AM 600, or if you'd like to comment about the subject on any of our shows, call our listener line 24 hours a day, 767-5568. You can also email your comments or questions, www.ciqc.com.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Donna Summer, and we like to thinking of summer right about now as the snow is melting. Bye-bye, winter.
Yeah, winter is finally over.
The snow, yes.
Season, baseball season coming up, home opener
baseball,
on Thursday.
Yes. And we got our vouchers, of course, for the tickets because we bought bricks for the stadium. Everybody, please support your Expos.
Yep, it's time to get that support out there.
Oh, yeah. Love our Expos. We're going to go see a few games. And my buddy Mitchell told me, he says, well, I've got some box seats. Willem, you think you can endure sitting through a game or two? Someone told me that they were having hard hat night at the Big O. They better build that new ballpark.
Sponsored by, Plastic Industries Association.
Yeah, Canada's Cement Lafarge is not happy.
No. The Cement Producers Federation, a great long-lasting cement.
Although we hear Queen Elizabeth is a spokesman for that, no?
Yeah. No. Oh, but getting back to John Mulaney's book, The 100 Best Small Art Towns in America, I think he's actually in a town today meeting a fortune teller.
Yes, having his
future told.
By JoJo's Psychic Alliance, you're going to say, ooh, you are missing your radio interview.
We'll talk about his book anyway, which is nicely laid out in that it's in alphabetical order of states. So you
maybe that's what's happening to him. Anyway, keep going.
In which state? it's laid out in order of states, so you look up which states you're planning to visit or which ones are nearby. For example, I was amazed to see a place like Keene, New Hampshire in this book. Because
New Hampshire?
Keene, New Hampshire. It's in the southwestern corner of the state, the Monadnock Mountains. We used to go through there every year on the way to Cape Cod, and it was about the sleepiest little hollow you could ever... I mean, the only place that ever had, that Best Western took a franchise away from. I mean, that the town wasn't going through too great a...
economic boom,
A big boy went under, this is... But now, today, it's growing. It has two Friendly ice cream franchises.
Oh, so my goodness.
Highest per capita in American Friendly ice cream franchise history, I think. But widest main street in all of America in Keene, New Hampshire. They've revitalized their downtown.
They paved the whole town?
They paved. And companies have been relocating. General Tours, one of the large U.S. tour operators, relocated from New York City to Keene, New Hampshire. They pulled the railroad tracks and the yards. They were trying to save money. Alex Harris, they were trying to pull out their railroad tracks. They pulled out the railroad tracks from downtown, and there's still a very turn of the 1930s Art Deco diner.
Really?
Downtown, Lindy's Diner. They have built a new Days Inn. They've remodeled into a Ramada Inn, a Best Western. They're all down there now. Keene, New Hampshire, it's one of those little places that has spent a lot of money to revitalize itself. Rutland, Vermont is not in the book, but we're going down from Rutland to Killington, but that's another place.
Rutland, they got a PNC, and that's about it.
Well, there's a little more. There's now a new railroad terminal there for daily train, the Ethan Allen Express, that comes in from New York City and on Amtrak.
For New Yorkers who can't wait in line at the PNC in New York City?
they can now take a direct train once a day from New York to Rutland.
What is in Rutland? Let's not knock it too badly.
It's a very nice place. You go for lunch at Seward's Family Restaurant.
Talking
about ice cream and big mega sandwiches, Seward's Family Restaurant.
Oh, yes.
Great steaks at the Sirloin Saloon, Perry
that
Restaurant.
That was that
Group.
Place where the Sheriff Roscoe comes in for.
Yeah, right? the back in 97, we were down there, and big salad bar, mouth-watering steaks, reasonably priced family dining restaurant. And in the Killington area, one of the finest dining experiences in New England, at Hemingway's Restaurant. And I saw these van load of kids jump by, and they figure it's like Hemingway's in Ottawa on Spark Street, where it's like hamburger steak plate $4.95.
Yeah.
And no, not the same type of thing. It's chef owned and operated, and it takes you 2-3 hours to eat your dinner. And there's a prefix menu each day and a fine wine list. So,
or Hemingway somewhere else in the States where you have a payphone, the bell toll.
Yes, so that's bad humor. But
yes.
Portsmouth, New Hampshire was ranked number 49 in the Book of Art Towns. Portsmouth, New Hampshire, on the New Hampshire seacoast, north of Hampton Beach.
What about White River Junction? For fun or a function, the inn at the junction.
No, White River Junction did not make it. I mean, that's... not much to do in White River Junction, I'm afraid. They built a new Hampton Inn there as well.
Yeah, well, what about that Del Taco place that we went down where that guy was talking about offering, free food to Montrealers who made it from here to there in 2 hours?
Yeah.
It's a three-hour drive.
A three-hour drive. He wouldn't make it. But actually, Burlington, Vermont was ranked number 6 in the U.S. as an arts town. So, an hour and a half, 2 hours down the road. But right across the Connecticut River from White River Junction is Hanover and Lebanon, and they actually did make it as number 26.
Lebanon?
Lebanon, yes. And Lebanon, New Hampshire, home of the famous Burger King where World War III almost erupted.
Yes, somebody who wouldn't eat the food that they'd packed.
Oh, and, yes, you know.
Peter, I want to stop.
Oh, yes, the news you can count on, News Channel 5. But the Hanover and Lebanon, New Hampshire, number 26, because, of course, Dartmouth College, where Jim Beattie went. And it's a college town and hospital administrative town. That's also the airport for the whole area is in Lebanon. And all the shopping is in Lebanon because of tax-free status in New Hampshire.
Tax-free.
So New Hampshire has that like shopping. So White River Junction has actually all the hotels, or the majority of the hotels. They have the Best Western, the Holiday Inn, the Hampton Inn, the Comfort Inn. Although on the Lebanon side, there is a Radisson and there's a Holiday Inn Express. But most of the hotel properties are in Vermont. And the bus terminal and the railroad line are in the Vermont side. But you cross over the river, and in Hanover and Lebanon, that's where the bookstores, the shops, the restaurants, fast food row, everything you want. Hey, it's
including that, what was it? Swiss chocolate?
Oh, yes, great chocolate in the mall. Yes. Just off, in the basically sharing the parking lot with the Burger King. And
next to a great bakery, too. Yummy, yummy.
Oh, yeah, the bakery there. Try the different breads that they had. They have samples out there.
Yeah.
Samples, you try the different breads. Talking. And you can go to the samples and just sample a chocolate here and a sample of bread there. And have your lunch.
What, do they have anything in Rhode Island?
Rhode Island.
I drove through Rhode Island in 20 minutes.
Well.
One into the other. Pew!
Actually, Rhode Island, there is nothing.
I was flying through on nothing. That's what I figured.
There's nothing in Rhode Island. That's one New England state where there's nothing. Well, no, there's so much to do and see in Rhode Island. The region of Rhode Island itself. We stayed at the Comfort Inn, Old Howard Johnson's, which is just outside.
You went somewhere in Rhode Island?
Yeah, stayed 2 nights. That's actually where the time I had dinner with Kim Ragsdale was in Rhode Island. And
yes,
that was mm-hmm. And that was at the Comfort Inn at a restaurant attached to the Comfort Inn. And I took a tour of Providence, and then we went down to South County area, Narragansett, you know, and as I always say, the name of a local New England beer, Cranston, Rhode Island, Narragansett Brewing Company. Cranston, Rhode Island, used to advertise always on the Red Sox.
Ever another city in that state?
Yeah.
Small place.
Small places. Kingston and all those other great places. Now,
there was one trip we went down to Plymouth, Massachusetts, which is just south of Boston, and they basically Steve and Mary, they were checking out this
Plymouth Plantation right across the street from where we were staying, and we'd always seen the signs on the highway 3 and heading out of Cape Cod, Plymouth Plantation, and very interesting place. It recreated the founding of Plymouth, the pilgrims coming to America and all of their homes, and the people were right in character.
Even though Steve was wishing that I was there, because I'd probably say something to the guy, get him out of character.
Get him so out of character, start chasing after you with a pitchfork. He might still stay in his stay in character. He'd be able to use some of those farm implements that he'd never been able to use, but
like the sickle. Get that guy.
Yeah, and then you could join him with a hammer, and
yes, they would be communists. Yes,
yes, thank you. It was just leading up to that, but Plymouth Plantation.
And we play hockey, and then our friend Karim could join us, and we'd play Russian hockey.
Interested in history, and it's a great learning experience for children, the farm implements of the 1600s, and how the first colonists adapted to life in America, the foods and the everything, the
it was pretty good,
furniture, that whole multimedia presentation that put you in the era, and you had the Indian artifacts, and they set you up as well with how the Indians were living at that time too, so you got both sides of the picture, and the exhibits as well put you all in a historical perspective of
that
what
was a really educational trip
era.
Though when we went down there, but of course I had to do some work in New York City that day, so we didn't take an airplane down there, we took Air Subaru. And I basically flew to New York City with my car.
Did a day trip from Massachusetts
to New York City.
York.
Stopped by, got one of those nuts. It was Grandfather's Roast Nuts.
Yeah, everyone wants to grab Grandfather's Nuts as their slogan
except grandma.
Was.
And then I flew back through Rhode Island, and I made it in time for dinner. So that was a trip that I don't want to repeat, but it was fun. You know, zip, zip, New York City.
Oh, yes, back and forth, in and out.
That's a trip that you enjoy repeating. Let's roll it, Pete.
Continue. Keep on a rockin' me, baby.
Go choose some razor blades.
Keep on a rockin' me, baby.
Kinda look like a couple of Red Lobsters.
CIQC Montreal.
There's always lots to do Saturday mornings, including enjoying a good breakfast, like the kind you get at Chez Carole. Your breakfast home away from home 6 days a week, including Saturday. Chez Carole on Bridge Street in Point St. Charles provides great breakfast, from petit déjeuner for as low as $1.50 to a full breakfast for just $2.95. It's comfortable, it's cozy, it's open. Saturday mornings from 5 a.m. to noon, and they're waiting for you. Chez Carole, 321 Bridge Street across from Club Price. Go on, you deserve it.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sports Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and St. Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
Got a ferocious appetite? Aren't you glad there's Uniprix? From juices to jelly beans, peanuts to pretzels, Uniprix has a variety of snacks and refreshments to answer your smallest needs at the most competitive prices. Now, 2-liter bottles of Pepsi or 7-Up, only 89 cents. Also, 24 rolls of Cascade bathroom tissue, just $4.77. And with more than 200 convenient locations, Uniprix gives fast food a whole new meaning. The brands you know, the savings you expect. At Uniprix, there's always a smile.
AM 600, CIQC.
Mitch Melnick for Intracomar Home Satellite Systems. While you're doing your spring cleaning, let Intracomar spring for a dish cover or 1 year's free servicing on your dish. Hundreds of channels, great sports packages, movies, music, and much more with incredible digital clarity and sound. And act now and you get a free dish cover or free service on your dish for an entire year. Part of the impeccable service always offered by Intracomar Home Satellite Systems, 364-0795.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travel's USA on Business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five flag carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary, 626-3132.
Bureau et Martineau is making a spectacular entrance this spring with its new 16-page flyer. Take a look inside. You'll be dazzled by their new spring collection. For instance, you'll find 50% off the Posture Plus 3 mattresses by Serta. Also, you get $200 off the L'Essentiel model by Serta, $300 off the Venice, and $400 off the Sierra. Also, take advantage of our purchase plan that lets you buy now and pay only in April 2000. At Bureau et Martineau, where quality always meets low prices.
Hi, this is Vic Phillips. You're listening to Montreal's only travel show, Travel World, on AM 600, Canada's first station, CIQC.
CIQC.
Deep fan here. It's Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, and Hands of Pete behind the console. Yes.
Yeah, it's a whole week coming to
He's
an
not
end
a
here.
Chad's the masseur. We've got to vote for him in the 10th anniversary Best of Montreal of the Montreal Mirror. Like they say in the Maurice Duplessis election years, vote early, vote often.
Get your votes in. Vote once a day, whether you like it or not. Just like taking taking medication. But some of the other people on Travel World have been receiving awards lately. For example, Alan Fredericks, who's on with us on an annual basis, talking about what's new in the airline industry and the airport scene, a travel industry affairs commentator. He's the group vice president, former editor-in-chief of Travel Weekly. He's now the editorial vice president of Connors Travel Group down in Secaucus, New Jersey. He was the winner of the 1999 American Business Press's Crane Award for outstanding contributions to the development of editorial excellence in the business press. So
of course, he put himself on the front page.
Oh, yeah,
the
front
editor,
page,
right?
March 8th edition of Travel Weekly. Alan Fredericks wins the award. Yes. lead article. Also, the Des Moines Register in Des Moines, Iowa had their Best of Des Moines.
Yes, Best of Des Moines. And Des Moines had Best Anchor Hair.
Best Anchor Hair. Cynthia Fodor won Best Anchor Hair. So.
Our Midwest Bureau Chief. That's what we call. She is the Midwest Bureau, mind you.
Yes, I think that's where she puts her clothes, right? The Midwest Bureau?
Yes, that's right.
but she won Best Anchor Hair. Actually, Sharon Delaney down in North Carolina, when she was in Greensboro, High Point, Winston-Salem, she got Worst Anchor Hair. So it's
did she?
Yes.
Oh.
That was also a couple of years ago. Worst Anchor Hair.
Worst Anchor Hair.
So we've got both, you know, both extremes on Travel World. We cater to everyone's taste and interest, right?
Yes. Except rap.
Oh, yeah,
we'll never change.
Well, no,
that.
We will not be singing. Getting back to John Villani's book, The 100 Best Small Art Towns in America, he did include for Canadian readers some locations in Quebec and Ontario. So if you're
best
place for pierogies is not Hudson Fogus House. It did not make it. But Bay St. Paul, Quebec in the Charlevoix region was ranked number 35.
HudsonFoga.com.
Yeah, Bay St. Paul, Quebec, ranked 35. That's in the Charlevoix region. Remember when Heather Hiscox from Global was on with us, she was raving about the...
You mean over here by Verdun here?
Not Côte St. Paul. That's Côte St. Paul. Tour of the old Côte St. Paul bus garage, which they tore down to build new municipal housing. Côte St. Paul, Côte St. Paul and Villemar did not make best art towns, but Bay St. Paul, Quebec in the Charlevoix region, and as I say, that was a place raved about by Heather Hiscox about the boutiques and the art galleries and how she always bought a painting when she went there. So
we'll
be going up to the Charlevoix region to mark the opening of Canadian Pacific's new hotel, the Manoir Richelieu, which is later this spring. They've invited us up to
way out there.
We might have they've invited us. I didn't say I was planning to go, but
Chad wanted to go on a trip so bad, we'll send Chad out there.
Hey, my role as executive producer is to assign the appropriate personality to cover it. So
why didn't you send Peter Sauvé up to Iqaluit?
I don't know. It just went over my head. That's before Iqaluit got into the press with the creation of the new territory of Nunavut. But First Air really wants to do something up there. And First Air, if you're heading up to northern Canada, First Air, Ottawa-based airline owned by the Inuit, 727 service, they were like flying to Montreal a couple of times a day, and they're out of Ottawa. They use that as their hub in the joint fare agreement with Air Canada. They fly 13 times a week out of Ottawa up to the north. Yeah. So they are trying to build northern tourism and in the Inuit communities. That could be, not in the middle of dead of winter would be interesting, but in the summertime, there's some interesting flora and fauna in the northern territories.
Some of my favorite places to go, actually, just for relaxing, are right here in Quebec. My two favorite places. One of them is, of course, up...
Master control room. good thing Elliot was not saying something very, very bad. Otherwise, the world, never know what you're going to say around
his
here.
His usual greeting to us. Yes,
his usual greeting, warm family radio welcome in the Metro Media Broadcasting Center.
Yes. So.
Always fun. Always
but I like
fun.
Going places like Lanaudière. Very beautiful place to get up to. North of Joliet, you take the 131. Drive up there. You can get to a place like Saint-Zenon, Saint-Michel-des-Saints, wherever.
Oh, Lac Toro, where they're building a new property as well. It's opening this summer.
They're right building on a property on Lac Toro?
Yeah, Oberto Lac Toro. They're building it up in St. Michel des Seines. They're building a new property, right, a 3.5-4-star property. Supposed to have a spa as well. And
yeah, actually, you do say St. Michel des Seines, because I get to say one of my favorite words in French. But anyway.
And the tennis courts. And yeah, but spelled a little differently. It always spelled differently. Everything has a meaning. Everything has hidden meaning.
That's close enough.
I think everyone got the picture. But they built building this new property, and it'll open this end of this spring for this summer season on Lac Toro. Warm water, sandy beach, and you'll have tennis, and you'll have dining opportunities up there. So always good to see investment in tourism just around the corner, an hour and a half, 2 hours from Montreal.
It is beautiful, quiet. Sometimes places I like to go out also is Gaspé. There's a little place out there called Seal Cove. We're going to talk about a peaceful place to go if you want to just get away and think, or just some quiet place to yourself. As opposed to, you know, Coupe la Fromage, which you get every place by to yourself. Yeah.
Yes, which brings us to, like, we always say that public service announcement that the Little Dutch Boy Bugle Corps will be performing at this week's,
the French Horn Concerto, yes.
Yes, at the Roxbury United Church Bean Supper.
Thank you. We got to get that out of our system.
Oh yes,
right?
I say it once and never have to say it again.
You know, in the mirror here, they've got this guy, Best Scratch DJ. I mean, who are you going to vote for? You know, I would vote for my sister. Of course, she scratched all my records. So,
Look at the number of categories. I don't think anyone always has an answer to all of them. Some of them.
Yeah.
If you knew an answer to one, would you be an expert or qualified to make a decision on another category?
Here, Steve, best tattoo parlor. I'm sure you got an answer to that.
Well, no, they don't. There's not one of the categories. I know the categories, but I don't think they had one this year.
Yeah, best place to buy kitsch.
Well.
Retro
Wellington
Planet.
Street in Verdun.
No, come on. Listen to him, eh? Jeez Louise. So this here book, where do you get it?
Well, it's available through Muir Publications, John Muir Publications. You can email them, actually, at mari@muir.com.
And make sure when you're talking to the guy, ask him how his palm reading went.
Yes, palm reading.
Telling.
Yes, palm reading. Well, we don't know. You know, that's another good use of alternate language.
Yes. Well, good use of alternate.
I don't know. But next week we'll be talking to a former international airline pilot and former FAA inspector investigator Rodney Stitch, and he'll be talking
to us
about some of the incidents that he has.
You got the book here?
No, not with me right now. But he's written a book called Unfriendly Skies. Now, there's two books by that name, but one was written by a former airline pilot about the commercial aviation industry within the 1970s and 80s, and the other is a book more about air flight safety and some of the major air flight incidents and accidents and some of the cover-ups that have been taken by the FAA and the commercial airline industry that might be affecting passenger safety. And so Rodney Stitch is a former FAA inspector investigator, and he was a pilot before that with a lot of interesting stories from his career commercial aviation and what could be done to improve airline safety here in North America.
You can always interview this guy on the little inner radio interview sheet. You interview the man who crossed the Atlantic onto the Holy Land in a 20-foot boat. And it lists credentials here. This guy takes himself seriously. Who on earth would do that? This guy would.
Well, Rodney Stitch, he's been a guest on 2,500 radio and TV shows over the past 20 years, and he's an air safety activist, and he is going to be talking about some of his contacts within the CIA that are now retired that are talking about conspiracy and airline safety, and he'll also be talking about how he flew monkeys, air cargo, and how he flew planes with Japanese pilots that during the war had also tried to shoot him down when he was an American pilot. So a lot of strange stories, a lot of interesting stories from Rodney Stitch next week here on Travel World, right here on AM 600.
So thanks for listening. We'll see you next week, and we'll be seeing Pete once more next week. Willem Backus and
Stephen Pickford.
And Pete.
Hello, thank you.
Thanks. Anyway. We're going to get this down someday.
Yeah, we'll get it all down to pat to a science. It's only been 2 years, so give us another 22, and we'll be right along next Saturday, 11 to noon, for Travel World on AM 600, CIQC, Montreal's interactive information station.
Roll it, Pete.